David Kaye, who has been critical of the Bush administration's faulty pre-war intelligence on weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, says Washington needs to proceed cautiously because serious questions remain about its ability to assess realities on the ground in Iran. While the government in Tehran has established what he calls a substantial foundation for a nuclear weapons program, Kaye asserts any serious threat is at least 5 years and possibly 10 or more years away.
Iran does not today, and in my judgment, will not for some time pose a nuclear threat to the United States or the states of the region.
Assuming Iran's government has or does proceed with a weapons program, Kaye says it will find the process long and expensive, presenting many negotiating opportunities. However, Kaye and others, citing media reports in recent months, worry that some officials in the Bush administration may be pressing for military action and regime change in Iran. That would be a huge mistake, says Joseph Cerencione, another critic of the administration approach on Iran. He asserts the impasse with North Korea, which now claims to have tested a nuclear weapon, underscores the need for a different course with regard to Iran.
The longer you wait, the higher the price of the deal and the greater the risk that you won't get any deal at all. They conclude, like the North Koreans concluded, that there's no bargaining with these people, there's no satisfying them, and there's a faction in Iran that believes this. That the administration has decided to change the regime.
Cerencione asserts a heated debate is underway within the Bush administration between supporters and opponents of military action against Iran. Sam Gardner, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and instructor at the National War College, has stirred controversy by spelling out in some detail what he believes is administration contingency planning if a decision were made to go ahead with a military strike.
The next step on the table is to escalate this not to a ground operation, but to an airstrike, which will probably in its initial stages be 5 nights. In those 5 nights, we will attack the known nuclear facilities. In addition to that, we will attack some of the Iranian military capabilities.
Such a course, Gardner predicts, would trigger numerous negative reactions, such as stepped-up attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq, Iranian actions against shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, and Hezbollah action against Israel. In response to recent media reports speculating about possible U.S. military action against Iran, U.S. officials have pointed out that contingency planning is routinely done at the Pentagon, but that no decisions regarding specific action against Iran have been made. In addition, President Bush, as recently as Wednesday, has emphasized that he intends to pursue a diplomatic approach to Iran's nuclear ambitions. In any case, several of the experts who participated in a Capitol Hill panel discussion Wednesday say the president would have great difficulty selling any major military action against Iran to Congress. Congressman Dennis Kucinich is a Democrat who organized the event.
It would be the view of this member of Congress that this president would not have the ability to unilaterally order an attack. What we understand with the War Powers Act, if he does order an attack anyway, he still has to come back to Congress. But I think in this case, given the gravity of it, he would have to go to Congress first.
Trita Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council, says the U.S. needs to stop treating negotiations with Iran's government as, in his words, a concession or sign of weakness. Military action, says Parsi, would merely result in the U.S. losing the battle for the hearts and minds of Iranians.
And if history is to repeat itself, as it so often does, then an attack on Iran would likely result in Iranians rallying around the flag rather than people turning on their governments as Saddam thought they would. The Iranian government would strengthen its hold on the country rather than being toppled.
Though President Bush has underscored the need for patient diplomacy regarding Iran, he adds that no option has been taken off the table. In a news conference Wednesday, he said he continues to believe the U.S. needs to deal with Iran and with North Korea, in his words, with more than one voice.
But the United States' message to North Korea and Iran and the people in both countries is that we want to solve issues peacefully. We say there's a better way forward for you. Here's a chance, for example, to help your country economically. And all you got to do is verifiably show that you're, in Iran's case, that you suspended your weapons program.
Iran vowed on Wednesday to continue its nuclear program, which it says is intended for peaceful purposes, not for weaponry. The U.S. and other permanent members of the U.N. Security Council are working to develop possible sanctions because of Tehran's defiance of calls to suspend its nuclear enrichment activities. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.